We'll say today in Kitzer, we are learning Yemir Tzashem in Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, Simin 141. And it's Halachas Tes through Yud Zayin, 9 through 17. And here the Kitzer goes into a lot of the Halachos concerning the reading of the Megillah. And I just want to point out one interesting idea. Actually, in the first Halacha of today's section, the Kitzer writes, Mitzvah min amuf chadashma kriyas Megillah beisak neses b'makom sheish rov anoshim. That the ideal mitzvah is to hear the Megillah in a place where there is in shul, where there is a large assembly of people, mishum deberov am hadras melech. Because literally, again, with the multitude, literally translated, in the multitude of people is the glory of the king. In other words, that there is greater kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if the mitzvah is performed in a group. And I think, of course, although this concept is not unique to Megillah, this applies in other contexts in Halacha as well, but by Megillah, it's incredibly unique. And remember again, you know, if we go back to the Megillah story itself, when Esther HaMalka realizes the severity of Ahasuerus's decree, of Haman's decree, and Mordechai sends her or tells her that she needs to go to the king to supplicate on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and Esther's first reaction is, okay, I'll go. Well, her first reaction is, I'm not going to go. But then afterwards, when she comes on and she says, I'll go, she utters a very simple instruction. Lech kinosis kol Yehudim. Get everybody together. But Samuel Life says, fast for me, daven for me. Esther HaMalka understood that her greatest chance of success really lied within the ability of Klal Yisrael to come together. Great things occur when we come together as a people. And this yisod, this concept, is built into the actual observance of Purim itself. And therefore, again, the Kitzer says, ideally, although you could discharge, and remember, technically speaking, you could even go ahead, and if you have a kosher Megillah, and you know how to read it, you could even discharge the obligation on your own. Or again, obviously the ideal is to have a minyan, because it allows you to say the brachos also after the kriya, as the kids just said in the subsequent halacha. But again, so you can just get a minyan together, you can even just do it by yourself. But there's dafka, an idea of coming together with a larger group. Berov am hadras melech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is glorified in the multitudes. The larger the group, the greater the glorification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to be honest, it's not just about Hashem. This is an Iker Yisod, a fundamental concept of Purim itself. Great things happen. Miracles happen. Salvation occurs when we come together. Lech kenos es kol ha-yehudim. When there is achdos, when there is unity, when there is togetherness, ultimately, that's when salvation comes. You know, just on this theme, we often think that unity requires agreement. But the truth is, remember, Jews have never really fully been on the same page, and we never will be on the same page. After all, my Rebbe was mentioned often, the pasuk said by Har Sinai that we read about not so long ago, that Klal Yisrael, when we were at Har Sinai, we were ki'ish echad b'lev echad, one people with one heart. Doesn't say one people with one opinion, right? What do you see from here? Even with a diversity of opinion, even with a multitude of opinions, you can have multiple opinions, you can have tremendous arguments, but you can still be of one heart. You can still be one people, one heart, even with profound disagreements. When there is Leich Kinosis Kol Yehudim, when there is Barov Am Hadras Melech, that's when we could expect to see miracles from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.